With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says he's optimistic about this weekend's trade talks with China.
I think we're going to have a good weekend with China. I think they have a lot to gain. I do think they have far more to gain than we do, in a sense, but we're going to have a very good weekend.
Officials from both countries slated to meet in Switzerland for an initial round of conversations. Mr. Trump has left in place high tariffs on China, leading to a trade confrontation between the world's two largest economies. President Trump agreeing to cut tariffs on UK autos, steel, and aluminum in a planned trade deal with Britain, which would buy more American beef and streamline its customs process for goods from the United States. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on passage of a bill to rename a big body of water.
President Trump already signed an executive order on his first day in office.
The Gulf of America was something I thought should have been named a long time ago.
The bill was sponsored by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene.
The American people want to take pride in our land, in our waters once again.
Democrats fought back. The bill was passed by only 5 votes.
What a sick joke this is.
Maryland Steny Hoyer says renaming a body of water is not a priority.
We ought to be debating legislation to bring down costs. MAGA Republicans waste our time with this childish drivel.
The bill's fate is unclear in the Senate. A name change would only carry authority in the U.S. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Robert Vrievost has been elected the first pope for the United States in the history of the Catholic Church. The Chicago-born missionary took the name Leo XIV. In his first words as Pope Francis' successor, he emphasized peace, dialogue, and missionary evangelization. On Wall Street, the Dow up 477 points. This is SRN News. Atheists want their own national day of prayer.
Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin has introduced a resolution to set aside May 4th as the National Day of Reason. He is acting on behalf of the Congressional Free Thought Caucus, and the move is being celebrated by atheist groups such as the Freedom From Religion Foundation. In fact, the resolution has very little chance of ever being adopted, as Raskin has been introducing it annually for quite some time, to no avail. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After trying to ignore the issue for a while, the Republican Party has begun addressing transgenderism and using it as a means of recruiting undecided voters. Organizations such as Moms for Liberty, Parents Defending Education, and Heritage Action for America have formed local chapters across the United States. They're trying to educate parents about the dangers of allowing boys to play on girls' sports teams and to use female bathrooms and locker rooms. This is SRN News. A new social media law for Virginia kids under the age of 16.
A new Virginia law signed by Governor Glenn Youngkin imposes time limits on children's social media usage in an effort to reduce their screen time each day. Under the Virginia Consumer Data Protection Act, kids under 16 will be restricted to 1 hour per app per day beginning January 1st, 2026. Once a child reaches the daily limit, the app is expected to block further access after platforms verify users' ages. The law does allow parents to adjust the 1 hour limit, either increasing or reducing screen time. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Yellowstone National Park has recorded the year's first violent encounter between a visitor and bison just weeks into the busy summer season. The bison gored a 47-year-old man from Florida on Sunday at Lake Village on the shore of Yellowstone Lake. The man got too close to the animal. He was treated for minor injuries. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.